We're getting there, man. There's no question about that. Is Dr. Merman ready to go? Dr. Merman, how are you?
Hey, great, Tom. Long time no talk.
I know.
Live.
You know, once you get fired, it takes a while to get back on a show. So, you know, all works out.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're doing well.
I'm doing very well. How are you guys? How's everybody over at the office?
Wonderful. Yeah, everybody's fine.
What I wanted to do, Doctor.
Got a lot of patients for medical cannabis. Sure. So, yeah.
Question I have for you, Dr. Merman, and we have here on the show, Rudy's on the show, Brittany's on the show. Dr. Merman is the one who got me okayed to use medical marijuana to sleep. It's been working like a charm for year after year after year. What is going to be the separation between commercial outlets and people like you, Doctor, who actually, if I hadn't been able to come and talk to you about how to do this, how much to take, how to do it, and all the rest of it, I have slept better at this point in my life than I ever had since I was a little kid. Will there still be a lot of people? And I guess what I'm asking you, Dr. Merman, is people aren't going to take this upon themselves to diagnose their own level of how much cannabis they should take for medical reasons. Well, I mean, they're still going to come and see you, I'm hoping.
Well, we're still trying to figure it out, right?
Right.
As the talk started about legalizing adult use, I was quite a bit concerned, obviously, because, I mean, the issue is, as the growers grow a lot more cannabis for people to have fun with, are they going to want to support the medical side of the program, specifically pharmacists?
Yeah.
It's extremely important for many of my patients. I would say half. They have to work with the pharmacist to figure out the right medications. And they're not all the same, and they react different to different people. And it's not good to just go somewhere and buy some stuff on the shelf without talking to a specialist.
Yes.
That's my concern. So
no, I'm
all for, adult use legalization because it should reduce prices for everybody because of scaling, making more product available.
Sure.
But I still think we need the pharmacists. And it looks like in the new bill that program is preserved. I spoke with our lobbyist yesterday, looked at some language, and it looks like it's in there. And I hope it stays. There's a lot of people in the program. I think it's something like 20,000 people in the medical program, and they do need the expert support of the pharmacist.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I'm not an expert. I certify people, obviously, because I understand what their condition is, and I know what's eligible for a medical program, and so I certify. But I don't know how to manage the medications. That's what we need the pharmacists for.
Yeah.
Hopefully they stay. As far as separation, I don't know. I think they'll be able to sell both medical and non-medical in the same store, but I'm not sure.
Sure.
I'm not sure.
Well, that'd be a good thing. I'll give you an example. I'm talking to Dr. Merman, the doctor who got me certified, got everything taken care of. I'll give a word of warning to people because I've been dealing with this now for about 4 or 5 years, something like that. You can't just decide, well, I'll take this upon myself. I'll just do the geef and everything will be wonderful and blah, blah, blah. An example of why you don't want to do that, and I didn't see this coming, but when I was down in Florida, where I'm also certified, by the way, I bought some different stuff. One of the things, and I don't know who the manufacturer is or whatever, but there's actually a gummy out there, and Doctor, maybe you could tell me why the hell this is happening, not with most of it, but this one product gives me nightmares. It's a gummy, and it gives me nightmares. Now, if I had just gone on my own and said, you know what, I'm going to figure my own deal out. I'll just take the cannabis. I don't need to go get an exam and figure out what to do and how to do it. If you ended up taking those gummies for the first time giving you nightmares, you're going to think all of it would give you nightmares. Is that not correct, Doctor?
For sure.
Right.
For sure. I mean,
right.
I've seen people having side effects, crazy side effects.
Yep.
I mean, they're usually short-lived, but still people get scared. My own dad took a dose of the first thing they gave him. He took a dose, and he had his leg burning for like 2 hours. He got so scared. Well, he was old at the time, and older people have more side effects. You need the pharmacist to manage it. So we managed it. Everything's fine. You don't want to. You need to figure out the right product. You need to kind of titrate, or how we say it, you know, figure out the right dose, the right route of administration. There's so many. There's inhaled. There's oral. There's like pills and drops. There's topicals on the medical side, and they all work different. And so that's where you need to figure out the right stuff for you. And everybody is different. And once you do, we certified, I personally certified around 4,000 people, and I see people in follow up and they keep raving about this. It's like this changed their life. But it needs to be the right product, and it's not the fun product. It's a medical product.
Right.
They are not the same.
No, they're not the same. And people need to understand that it's just not a good idea if you're having trouble sleeping. If this bothers you, that bothers you, don't try to diagnose yourself. Don't try to pick out the right cannabis for yourself. Go to a doctor, get it done. Because like I said, if I had taken those gummies, the first thing that my first experience with medical marijuana, if I had eaten those gummies, I said, I'm not taking this stuff. It gives me not. I would have assumed all of it would then. And it's just not true.
Exactly, exactly. Now, people may think it's going to be cheaper to take, to just buy stuff on the shelf, whatever, the recreational stuff, and use it for medical. Probably not, because as far as I understand, the medical will be tax exempt, so it will be some savings there. And it's really worth it to get expert advice,
yes,
regardless of the price, really.
Well, Dr. Merriman, we need to stay in touch through this whole thing, because it's going to be, what they're thinking, about August when the stuff on the street is going to be available. Well, not on the street, but, retail.
Okay, so that's, I spoke with the head of the Minnesota Medical Cannabis Office.
Okay.
And she told me it will take at least a couple of years to get all the licensing done and the stuff grown and having it available in a proper way. Okay, so this is not immediate. I mean, people, understand, will be able to grow their own this summer, probably. I'm planning on having a plant in the house. I like the way it looks. And I never tried smoking it myself, by the way, if anybody's interested.
No, that's true. Yeah,
my thing, but I like the plants. You really shouldn't expect, legal recreational stuff available for probably a couple of years. That's what I was told.
All right, sir. Well, like I said, we'll stay in touch with you, and I'm glad we could reconnect with you after I was off the air for a couple of months. It's nice to have you back, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Can I shout out my connection, the website?
Absolutely.
US.
Yep.
So people can call if they want, lifemedical.us, and there's a link to send me an email if you want, or call the office, or 952-933-8900 to call the office, and we'll get you certified if you qualify. Everybody, have a good time. All the best.
We'll get it done. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dr.
Bye-bye.
Jacob Merriman, ladies and gentlemen, the guy who certified me for medical marijuana. But, you got to be very careful with all that stuff, because it's some of it's not going to match up with your body chemistry, I guess, is just the way it works.
Absolutely. And